The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. This month on Tech Tips, Katie Lee is back from the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program to talk about their 2018 Vendor Expo coming up this Friday in Raleigh. And we're going to have a look at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Hi, you are listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is Chris Skidmore. Glad to have you along with us. And we've got a special guest again for this month as well. And in case you missed her last month, I didn't scare her away, and she offered to come back and talk about a big event that's coming up this weekend. We are talking with Katie Lee of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. Hi, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me back again. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited I didn't scare you off.
No, this is a lot of fun.
Awesome. So for folks who may have missed last month, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, I'm a speech-language pathologist, and I work with the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. And if you did miss it, we are a government agency that helps individuals in all areas of assistive technology across the state.
As you know, we had Hurricane Florence come through a few weeks ago, and it didn't dawn on me how much help people need with assistive technology. So if you would just tell us a little bit about what the program does in situations like people who are trying to recover from a major natural disaster.
Unfortunately, parts of our state have been devastated by Hurricane Florence, and NCATP, the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, works closely with the NC Emergency Management and the Red Cross to help individuals who might be in shelters who need AT or durable medical equipment that maybe was damaged or lost or they forgot it in a hurry when they were being evacuated. And so we're helping those individuals get what they need. And this could be anything from a power cord to a communication device. And then even when they leave the shelters and they go back home, they may find that their AT equipment has been damaged and they're going to need replacement. And so this is where we can definitely help.
Since we have some folks who listen down in the eastern part of the state, if they're still having issues trying to get their either equipment repaired or replaced, is there a hotline number that they can call?
So I don't know about a hotline, but you can definitely call our Raleigh regional office, which is 919-859-8360. And we can definitely get you moving in the right direction.
Awesome. Last month, we were talking a little bit about the Assistive Technology Program, and we kind of teased it a little bit that there is a big event coming up this Friday, October the 5th, and that is I'll let you call it what it is.
Yeah, we are so excited. This is going to be a great event. This is our 2018 AT Assistive Technology Vendor Expo this Friday, October 5th.
And it's going to be at the McKinnon Center, correct?
Mm-hmm, which is here in Raleigh. If you're not familiar, it's close to NC State campus off of Gorman Street.
And real briefly, before I forget it, the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program works with people of all disabilities, not just visual, correct?
Yes.
And this expo is going to kind of reflect that.
Yes, we're going to have vendors of all areas of AT here. And we actually have quite a few that are going to be for our visually impaired, print impaired individuals.
And I tell you what, let's just go ahead and get jumping about that. What all can you tell me about the expo that's coming up?
So it's going to be this Friday, 9 to 5. This is a free public event open to all individuals. We are asking that if you want to try to register for this event, and I can give you the information about that later.
Okay.
But it just gives us a good heads up on how many people are coming. But we're going to have vendors from all across the state and even some from across the country. They're giving education, showing off their products, teaching and talking about all areas of assistive technology. And also going on at our expo is going to be our presentation where each vendor, if they so choose, could reserve a 20-minute session, And this gives them a chance to really demonstrate their product and gives our individuals a chance to ask lots of different questions. I know we have a few low vision vendors that are going to be presenting.
Can you give me any of them off the top of your head?
Yeah, so Quintex Low Vision is one that's going to be presenting. And there's going to be several more that are there exhibiting it. The Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Enhanced Low Vision, All Sight Solutions, Indigo Logics, LC Industries, Community Low Vision Center, Enhanced Vision, Freedom Scientific.
Okay. I've actually heard of a lot of these, so
yeah.
This is going to be incredible. Do you have a list of who the presenters are going to be yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And that is all on our website as well.
Okay. Like she was saying earlier, we'll tell you how to get to the website here in a little bit. So if you want to get something handy to take some notes on, you can. Now, this is going to be an all-day event. Will there be, this is going to sound like a funny question, are there going to be concessions around for folks to eat who are going to plan on being there all day?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Food is always important.
Yes.
We're going to have morning and afternoon snacks, but lunch will be on your own.
You are listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore. Glad to have you with us today. And we are talking with Katie Lee of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. And we're talking about their big event coming up this Friday at the McKinnon Center here in Raleigh. And you've got some sponsors, and so that we can make them happy, who are some of the sponsors for the expo this year?
Yes, we love our sponsors. A huge thank you to Disability Rights of North Carolina, the North Carolina Division of Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, the New Voices Foundation, Easter Seals UCP of North Carolina and Virginia, the North Carolina Council of Developmental Disabilities, the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind, and the North Carolina Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Services. Thank you to our sponsors.
Awesome. We touched a little bit on activities, and you had mentioned presentations and vendor demos at, I guess, like an exhibition hall. Are there any other kind of activities that are going to be going on?
Yeah, we also are going to have our Stephen E. Salee AT Award presentation. This is an award that is voted on by recommendations for an AT user and an AT professional. So this is an award that we give, and we're going to give that around lunchtime that day, 12:30 to be exact.
Okay, awesome. And it's at the McKinnon Center, which for folks who aren't familiar with Raleigh, where is the McKinnon Center?
It's close to NC State campus off of Gorman Street. Very easy to find. We're also going to have free parking and accessible parking for all individuals.
Okay. And the fact that it is in Raleigh at the McKinnon Center, it also makes it very accessible to the bus route.
Right.
And if you are a participant in Go Raleigh Access, you'll have no trouble getting to the McKinnon Center. If somebody is interested in attending, what do they need to do?
Well, you don't have to register, but we are encouraging people to register. Again, it is free, but this gives us a good idea of number of attendants. You can register at our event website, which is, if we're ready, ncdhhs.gov/expo. So again, that's ncdhhs.gov/expo.
And if you, one of the ways I found the website is, like before we were talking, if you wanted to go to the website for the Assistive Technology Program, Google NCATP
right.
or North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, and when you go to their website, they have a billboard slideshow on their homepage, and the expo is actually the very first slide.
Right. Yeah,
it's the very first slide on the show, and there'll be a button there for learning more information, and you click on that, it will take you to the page. And it will have all of the information. It also has links to the sponsors. It also has links to all of the exhibitors that are going to be there as well.
As well as a copy of the current presentation schedule. So if there is, if for instance, Quintex Low Vision we mentioned is presenting that day, you can see what time you're, they're presenting, which is right now 12:30. But you would be able to check out that schedule, so you'll know when you definitely want to be there.
Okay, and it's another good thing is that you can download it and keep it on you and have it accessible to you when you need it. Which reminds me, will there be a Braille literature there?
Yes, we are going to have. So when you get there for that day, we're going to have a diagram of all the tables and the booth number, so you'll know which ones you want to visit. Where you want to go, as well as a list of exhibitors on the backside, and we will have a Braille version available.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. So is there anything you can think of that we may have missed or forgotten so far that needs to get out there?
Yeah, I do want to encourage those that may have low vision or worried about getting around. We are working on getting sighted volunteers to help with those individuals.
Okay, awesome, sighted guides.
Yeah.
And if somebody needs a sighted guide, they can request their one there. They don't need to do it in advance.
No, sir.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. So again, if you would just recap one more time how folks can register and get information about it.
Yeah, so definitely strongly consider checking us out this Friday, October 5th, for the AT Vendor Expo here in Raleigh. It's going to be running from 9 to 5. This is a free event that we're going to have at the McKimmon Conference and Training Center here in Raleigh. You do not have to register. It is a free public event, but go to our website at ncdhhs.gov/expo to find out more information, to find out a list of the exhibitors, to find out the presentation schedule, and there you can register just so that we have an idea of how many is attending.
Awesome. Again, I will thank you for coming out and talking with us today. And like I said, I'm so glad I didn't scare you off. And thank you.
No, but you may be done for me for a while, right?
No, you can come back next month.
Thank you.
I will be there more than likely with a pocket recorder in hand and talking to some exhibitors for the November episode of Tech Tips. So.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to see you there.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to see you and the rest of your teammates there too, right?
Well, we will all be there and we'll be in purple. Most of us will be in purple shirts. We'll be easy to find.
Okay.
So, yeah, come check us out.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Earlier this year, Apple held its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Access World Magazine's Janet Ingber has the highlights. After months of anticipation, Apple held its Worldwide Developers Conference on June 4, 2018 in San Jose, California. Prior to this date, many in the tech community, both blind and sighted, were making predictions and wish lists for features in new Apple operating systems. This year's WWDC was all about software. The event began with a video about developers coming to WWDC. It was deliberately similar to a nature video, talking about developers migrating to the conference. Tim Cook announced that this year there were developers from 77 countries, which was more than ever before. He added that there are more than 20 million developers around the world, and that, too, is more than ever before. He said the App Store turns 10 in July. In these 10 years, the App Store has fundamentally changed the way we all live. It's enabled countless new companies, created tens of millions of jobs, spawned entirely new industries, and it has forever changed our lives. First up is the iOS. Every year, we deliver a major iOS update that brings awesome new features that will impact the world, Cook said. During the presentation, he introduced Craig Federi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, to present the new features of iOS 12. Federi said customer satisfaction with iOS 11 is at 95%. We're working, top to bottom, making improvements to make your device faster and more responsive. He said that iOS 12 will be available on any device that can use iOS 11. He then demonstrated improvements using an iPhone 6 Plus with iOS 12. With the new iOS, apps launch up to 40% faster, the on-screen keyboard comes on up to 50% faster, and a photo can be taken up to 60% faster. Federi added, "Our deepest focus this year is optimizing the system when it's under load. That's where you need performance the most, and where iOS 12 really shines. He explained, when we detect that you need a burst of performance, like when you begin scrolling or launching an app, we ramp up processor performance instantly to its highest state, delivering high performance, and then ramp it down just as fast to preserve battery life. In conjunction with Pixar, Apple has developed a new file format called Universal Scene Description, or USDZ. It's a zero-compression, unencrypted zip archive. This new file format can be used in many places, including files, messages, and Safari. He demonstrated some uses of USDZ, including with a news article and looking at guitars on the Fender website. A representative from Adobe announced that USDZ support would be available in Adobe's Creative Cloud. Federi then spoke about Apple's upcoming Measure app. It will take extremely accurate measurements, which are very important for augmented reality, or AR. With the app, Federi was easily able to measure the length of the sides of a suitcase as he pointed his phone along the suitcase edges. A Lego representative gave a demonstration of how Apple's AR kit would work with Lego. The Lego app used the iPhone's camera to scan an actual scene made of Lego. The app then created a virtual scene around it. The user could interact with both the physical Lego and the virtual Lego. The Photos app now automatically provides search suggestions. It will highlight such options as people who are important in key moments, and it can suggest specific categories. The actual search function is more powerful than that of previous versions. The Photos app will now index over 4 million events, such as concerts and sporting events, by time and place. The Photos app will have a new tab called For You. It will include memories, featured photos, and suggestions for applying effects. Sharing suggestions will appear in the For You tab. If you have taken photos at an event and shared them with someone else from the event, Photos will get their photos from the event and suggest sharing them. Siri Shortcuts is a new feature in iOS 12. The feature can integrate with any app. You can create your own Siri shortcut activated by any phrase you choose. Once the shortcut is set up, saying the designated phrase will cause Siri to perform the designated action. The slide presented showed two tabs, the Library and Gallery. The Gallery tab contains many pre-made shortcuts, while the Library tab has shortcuts that you create. Kim Bavret from the Siri team demonstrated a powerful shortcut. She said one phrase, and Siri did several tasks, including texting her roommate, saying Kim's estimated time of arrival at home, setting the thermostat, and playing her favorite news station. Siri shortcuts can be run from iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and HomePod. Now we're going to talk about some new iOS app. First up is news. This app will have a new slide bar, and it will look better on the iPad. A new browse tab will also be added. The Stocks app has been redesigned. Apple's news is now coming to stocks with business articles. There will be a chart for each stock showing its performance through the day. After-hours pricing is also available. In iOS 12, the Stocks app will be on the iPad. Voice memos. Voice memos will be available on the iPad in iOS 12, and iCloud support will be added, so memos can be accessed on other devices. With the new launch of iOS 12, a new app called Apple Books will take the place of iBooks. One of the new features in iBooks is Reading Now, where you can quickly get to whatever you were reading last. The store will also be redesigned for better browsing. CarPlay. This app will support third-party navigation apps with iOS 12. Apple announced new iOS features for keeping track of how much time you spend on your device. Federi explained, "Today we're announcing a comprehensive set of built-in features to help you limit distraction, focus, understand how you're spending your time, and balance the many things that are important to you." A new feature in Do Not Disturb is Do Not Disturb at Bedtime. Notifications will not be automatically visible when this feature is enabled. In a control center, Do Not Disturb can be set to end at a specific time, such as when you leave a specific location. Notifications. Instant tuning. When you receive a notification on the lock screen, you can choose to have future notifications from the sender sent directly to the notification center, bypassing the lock screen. There is also an option to turn notifications off. Siri will suggest turning off notifications for apps you are not using anymore. Group notifications. Notifications will be grouped by app, by topic, by thread, providing an overview of your notifications. You will be able to review and triage groups. Federi said, "Screen time empowers you with both insight and control over how you spend your time." Each week, you will receive a weekly summary of how you used your iPhone or iPad. The summary will tell you how much time you have spent in each app, how many times per hour you are picking up your phone, and which apps are sending the most notifications. You will be able to set your own limit for how much time you spend on a particular app each day. When in the app, you will receive a notification informing you when you are close to your allotted time. You can get an extension if you need it. Since the limit is across iPhone and iPad, the limitation is for total time, not each device. If using Family Share with a child, your child will get a report and you will receive a copy of the report as well. You can set downtime as well as limits for apps or categories of apps. The child can have access to apps, websites, and movies that you approve. Messages. New emojis in iOS 12 include Ghost, Tiger, and Koala. Apple is also introducing a way to create your own personal emoji with a new feature called Memoji. You can create a Memoji by selecting different features, including skin color, hairstyle, and eye color. There are many, many features from which to choose. New camera effects with the camera will also be another option for messages. In iOS 12, up to 32 people can participate in a FaceTime call. They can join or leave the call while it is in progress. When an individual is speaking, their face is displayed prominently and effects can be added with a FaceTime camera. Group FaceTime will be available on the iPhone, iPad, and the Mac. You can receive the audio on your Apple Watch. Now we're going to be moving on to Watch iOS 5. Tim Cook stated that Apple Watch has been number one in customer satisfaction since it debuted in 2015, adding Apple Watch grew 60% last year. Activity competition. With Watch iOS 5, you can challenge any of your activity-sharing friends to a 7-day competition. During the week, each person receives 1 point for each completed percent of their rings. If you win, you receive an award on your watch. New workouts. Yoga and hiking are two new options in the workout app. Kevin Lynch, Apple's VP of Technology, explained how the Apple Watch will get information about a yoga workout. This works primarily from your heart rate. We calibrate this to your fitness level through the rest of the day. Lynch explained, for hiking, this takes into account pace, heart rate, and elevation gain, so you can more accurately get exercise credit when hiking on steep terrain. Runners can now receive more information about their pace. You can now keep track of your rolling mile pace, how fast you ran the previous mile. You can set a pace alert, and you can see your steps per minute. Automatic workout detection. Lynch explained this new feature. He said, your Apple Watch will offer to begin starting a workout if it senses that you're beginning one. Even if you press start after some time working out, you'll get a retroactive credit for the workout that you did. Now, when you reduce the intensity of your movement or your heart rate decreases, but you forget to end your workout, of course, Watch will also detect that and suggest that you stop third-party audio. The Watch will be able to play third-party background audio, including audiobooks, playlists, and guided meditations. Walkie-talkie. This new feature works over cellular or Wi-Fi. The first time you want to use the walkie-talkie app with someone, they will receive a request from you to enable the feature. If they accept, you will now be able to communicate via the walkie-talkie app at any time. There will be a talk button on your screen. Before your friend hears your voice, they will get a haptic notification and hear a beep. The Siri Face. New content will be available for the Siri Watch Face, including live sports scores, commute time, and heart rate. Predicted shortcuts will appear on the Siri Face. As Siri learns your routine, it will show relevant shortcuts. Third-party apps can now be used on this Watch Face. Talking to Siri. It is no longer necessary to say, "Hey Siri," Lynch explained. You just raise your wrist and talk to Siri. Notifications. It will be possible to interact with any notifications without actually going into their apps. The WebKit. If you receive an email or a message containing a link, you will be able to view it automatically because WebKit will be on Watch iOS 5. If the reader is available, it will be engaged and text will be formatted for the watch screen. Podcasts. The Podcasts app will be available with Watch iOS 5. Subscribed podcasts will be synced to your watch. You can also just ask Siri to stream a podcast. Some other new features, an ability to customize the buttons in Control Center, an air quality compilation, new Pride Watch band and watch face, Students at some colleges will be able to have their student IDs in a wallet on their watch and iPhone. TV OS 12. Last September, Apple introduced Apple TV 4K, and Apple TV sales went up 50%. 4K televisions has considerably improved visual resolution. Dolby Atmos sound will be available for the Apple TV 4K. The Apple TV app. The Apple TV app will offer live options including sports and news. Charter Spectrum will be coming to Apple TV in late 2018. Zero sign-on. Zero sign-on is a new feature. If you are on your cable company's broadband internet connection, Apple will automatically unlock all of your supported apps. Charter Spectrum will be the first company to support this feature, and additional companies will be added. Remotes. The Apple TV remote will automatically be added to the control center. Apple is also working with other companies to enable their remotes to work through Apple if the customer uses home control systems. Mac OS Mojave. Later in the presentation, Craig Federighi came back to the stage to speak about the Mac and its new OS Mojave. Dark mode. Dark mode is different than invert colors. Invert colors changes everything on the screen, where dark mode makes only certain parts of the screen dark. For example, in dark mode, the window around an image is darkened to make the image stand out. Dynamic desktops. The view of the desktop changes throughout the day. Desktop stacks. This feature helps keep your desktop organized. Similar items on the desktop are grouped together into stacks. The feature can be enabled in the View menu in Finder. Files in stacks can be grouped by several categories, including file type, date, and tag. Gallery view. Finder has a new view called Gallery. In this view, there are thumbnails and overviews on the screen. Finder sidebar. More features have been added to the Finder sidebar. Automated options can be added. There is a quick action section that is contextual. Quick look. Markup is now integrated with Quick look. Screenshots. When a screenshot is taken, a thumbnail view is also displayed, as well as the ability to use markup tools. The process for taking a screenshot has been streamlined, and video screenshots can also be taken. Continuity camera. Photos can be taken using the iPhone's camera and then transferred to the Mac. For example, a photo can be taken, then inserted into a keynote presentation. iOS apps on the Mac. Several iOS apps will be available on the Mac. They are News, Stocks, Home, and Voice Memos. Voice Memos will sync across all your devices with iCloud. Federighi spoke about Apple's efforts to protect your information. If an app wants to use the microphone or camera, you will need to give permission. In Safari, Apple will shut down social media buttons such as like, share, and comment because these buttons can be used to track you. You will get a notification from a site if giving you the option to opt in. Websites will get a different configuration, making it harder to fingerprint your computer and track you. These Safari features will be in Safari and iOS 12. The Mac App Store. The Mac App Store has been redesigned. The App Store will have Discover, Create Work, Play, Categories, and Update tabs. The product page has also been redesigned to contain more information. Microsoft Office 365 will be available directly from the App Store later this year. In conclusion, although accessibility wasn't specifically mentioned during the WWDC keynote address, Apple did offer separate sessions on accessibility, including VoiceOver. You can download the WWDC app from the iOS App Store. It includes the keynote and developer sessions. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.trianglereadingservice.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.